You are now listening to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. Here are your hosts.
Welcome to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. I'm one of your hosts, Ken, aka Lightstar777 in Summoner's War. And I'm here with my great friend of over 13 years.
Hi everyone, my name is AJ and my gamer tag is Aztec Olmec.
We are going to be discussing all things Summoner's War, runes, mods, and everything in between. Maybe you'll learn something, hopefully have a lot of fun, and as always, thanks for joining us.
Now let's listen to two geeks talk about monsters.
Hello, summoners. Welcome to another pulse pounding.
Oh my god. So unprepared.
Lightning inducing. Our ascending episode
of this week's special guest star, Genshin Impact.
Yeah, right? I am the Aztec, but it wouldn't be a proper episode if I didn't have the Encyclopedia of Media, Lightstar777.
What up, players?
Today we're going to do something a little different. We're going to stream some Genshin.
Indeed.
We're going to do some stuff and talk about...
And things, too.
Stuff, things. We can do those stuff, things. I mean, do you want to tell your story and how you got into Genshin, or mine is very short?
How did I get into Genshin? I saw people playing it, and I mean, honestly, I think it was that, like, I saw some streamers that I follow.
Yeah.
We're playing it, and I was like, what are this? And yes. And then I was like,
I definitely think you started playing before I did.
But oh no, that much I remember.
Yeah, absolutely.
That much.
And I remember, because I thought it was just an iOS game, so I remember loading it on my phone and playing it and really liking it a lot. And pulling, like, in like the first second day, I pulled a Skyward Harp, not knowing. I knew it was good. I saw 5 stars. Okay, yeah, it's gotta be great. But I didn't know how good, of course. I didn't know.
No.
You know. So I was asking Jade. That was right around the time of the Street Fighter Summoner's War collab, and that's when we had JD the Gamer on. And I was like, and I saw him playing on PC. That's what it was. He was streaming it on his PC, and I was like, oh my god, you can play this on a console or a PC? And he was like, yeah. He was like, you should try it. I was like, I started, but I just play it on my phone. And he was like, oh no, get a PC and play it on that. And I was like, okay. But
now, mind you, this was all before they actually let you swap your account between devices.
Yeah, yeah. Way before. So if I had known that, but yes, it was way before you could swap your devices. But yeah, I eventually got on PC and it happened. And funny enough, Lantern Rite is the event that's going on, and that's when I started, at least on PC. But you know, I knew nothing. I still know. Oh, I know something, but not not nothing. But
You know, I know you haven't, but did you check out that, you know, poker tower defense game?
No. Yeah, send me the link. What's the name of it? Actually,
poker defense game. I don't know. Well, let me actually go look at what the real name is.
My reaction will be live.
Right? I believe it is just Poker Tower Defense. Yep, that's what it is. Poker Tower Defense. And, you know, I kind of hate that I have enjoyed the game as much as I have. Ugh.
First thing you said to me, I think it was Tuesday, you were like, like this game. And I said, wow, that's cool. Awesome. And now it is loading on yon phone, art thou yon phone.
Have you had good luck in summoning in Summoner's War lately?
All mummies.
Mummies?
Lots of mummies. Lots of the, you know what, lots of the universal monster, the mummies, Frankensteins, and the werewolf.
Well, you know, I still, that's one of my monsters I'm lacking that I want is the Dark Frankenstein. So, here's hoping.
The most powerful unit in Summoner's War.
Wonder what that would be.
Potentially.
But I really wonder what the actual answer to that would be.
Great question. I have no idea. There's so many.
This was a mistake.
Cracked units in Summoner's War, and then when you put like
super God, why? Them, why am I? Why do I suck? There's a sabotage a balloon quest, and I do not have Chungun here in Genshin, so we are on the struggle bus right now.
You're fine. You got the chain. Real time poker defense PvP. I know little to nothing about poker. I know that you have to ante up and bet chips, but I don't know.
See, and you don't even have to do that in this.
Why not? Like, isn't that?
Well, I mean, you bet on like the matches themselves. Like, you have to pony up dough. Oh my god, this is so stupid. So this electric wizard apparently put up a shield so profound that I can't walk past it until I beat him now. Because that makes perfect sense in an escort mission, that somebody can basically put a Forest Moon of Endor type shield up.
Oh, Star Wars reference.
Hey, look at it. I failed the challenge because of the fucking... sorry.
Good.
Because of the wonderful, well thought out mechanic of having me have to fight somebody and beat them fully before I could walk past them. Obviously, they are the true power in the universe.
Mage. We're gonna walk down to Electric Mage Avenue. And then we'll take
Electric Avenue. Bow, bow, bow. Electric Avenue.
I'd be from Electric Avenue. We're gonna walk down to Electric
Avenue. Now that you made me put Chungun back into my rotation. This balloon is dying before we get to Invincible Shield Guy.
Yep.
And that's all there is to it.
Hear that, bro. Oh. I got some stuff that needs doing, especially with this weapon.
Which weapon?
Serpent Spawning.
Hmm.
Must be refined. Fine.
Right.
Fine. Max refined.
Electric. Now you have that song in my head.
Hope so.
I see how it is. We're gonna rock tonight. No, but sincerely, I wonder what, like, the best all-around character in Summoner's War would be, who just pound for pound is the most deadly. Because, I mean, you know, it's really hard to quantify a little bit, right? Because, I mean, you know, do you go for somebody that's predominantly defensive in nature? Like, you know, I don't know. Like, I mean, you could argue that Chiwu is, you know, deadly because of all the utility to a team he brings, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm really curious now. I'm gonna have to think about this.
On our Discord.
Man, if only.
Poll on our Discord. That sounds like a good. Well, definitely when we start streaming Summoner's War again, that can be the first topic. That is
a great idea. But I mean, just off the top of your head, who would you say, like? I don't know. I don't even want to be ridiculous and go like, you know, L&D monsters, but like,
do we keep it to you know, fire, water, wind type units
and heart? Captain Planet? No. Okay. I don't know. Like,
or cute.
I mean, you have somebody like, what's the water dragon? Not Zyros, right? What's his name?
Water dragon.
Yeah, I'm gonna remember this. It's gonna come back to me. Where? Oh, where is? Good old Rashiboshi when I need him to come up with a name for me. I'm trying to think. But anyways, like, you have, you know, but also, like, you know, you have ones that are very mode specific, but I don't know. It just occurs to me, like, who's like a universally used or good monster that you could pretty much put into any team anytime and have a fairly decent result out of it. What do you got? Who do you think? We're gonna rock.
Rika. Any of the oracles.
See, I mean, Rika's good, sure. But like, you know, with resistance, like, she can be, you know, rendered less useful. You know, she's not like a cleave team comp, so like, she won't be helpful there.
I would say any of the oracles. Tiara, Juno.
Interesting.
Because they always give you some type of chance, like, you know, well, Juno, right there. Takes away all the debuffs. I mean, takes your buffs, turns into debuffs. I mean, right there, that can give you a chance. But yeah, I think the oracles are just cracked. Like, doesn't matter. And what's sad is, like, one of the best ones is arguably the worst one, you know, Juno. And she's...
Why would you say she's the worst one?
I don't know. Ciara can do a whole bunch of stuff. You know, the only, I mean, even though that's a great ability, that's the only thing that she can do. Like, I think the other ones
right,
can do.
But I mean, that's what I mean. Like, so, I mean, is her utility up there? I mean, like, versus something like, you know, a, what's his name? The, Wind Fairy King, sets everybody back.
Oh, Ganny.
Ganymede. Yeah. You know, because, I mean, somebody like that, like, you know, again, like, part of a, you know, comp that's been relevant for generations, but, you know, again, a little resistance or a team that outspeeds him and, you know, he doesn't have much utility either. By the way, I'm ready when you are.
I'm sorry, I'm getting into meaningless fights.
You're fine.
Come on down.
Come on down to Flavor Town.
Yeah, I will finish these later. I only have one. Two left.
Hey, alright. I don't even know what's going on, but I got two intertwined fates.
Oh yeah, that was...
Oh, Lantern Rite.
Yep.
God, I hate that everything takes 500 years to load your friend list or something like that, and if you budge an inch, if a hair moves, they're like, no. Wait, shame on you.
What's that?
Like, anytime you try to load anything in this game, it's like, if you move, if you flinch, if a hair rushes because of the breeze, it's like, nah, dog. You don't get to look at that menu now. You don't deserve that menu. You moved, okay?
Moved. Anyway, let's do some boss battles. Actually, we'll do some. Let's go to Dragon Spine real quick.
What? Actually, why? Who goes there? Nobody goes there. That's disgusting.
Artifact.
Gross.
Let's smack around Tartacles really fast.
Tardies? I love it. Hello? Hello, PlayStation? Oh, apparently I double-clicked on your name without noticing it.
I'm gonna rock this night through Electric Avenue.
One may enter without good cause. What's up?
I don't know. I'm really... This is on my mind now. Like, now I'm very curious. I mean, you know, if you think about it, then there's, like, you know... I mean, look at, you know, the Chikaru team, I mean. Like, that's a team that, you know... Ooh.
I mean, you really can't beat...
You know what? I gotta do this. I'm sorry if it doesn't go well.
It'll go great.
It's not going well.
So, since we've been talking Summoner's War this whole time, talk about your Genshin account. And how cool it is.
No, it's not a bad account. Where'd he go? Okay. See, I knew this wasn't gonna go well. We need some wind particles. That we do. We need Zhao to stop getting murdered every 2 seconds. That'd be nice. Okay, I think we broke his shield. Yep, we broke his shield. Now we can focus on... You know, all I want is just to get Zhao his ult. And there we go. You know, I mean, I know he's not even built yet, but, like, it's still just so much fun. Damn it.
It is.
There, I effed it up again. Shouldn't have brought a shell. It was fun, though. I regret nothing. My Genshin account's pretty decent. I have hung up my getting to complain lanyard, as I'm no longer allowed.
You are no longer allowed.
Hydro damage, Gladiator, okay. Could be good for you old Tarts himself.
Absolutely. Let's go to Dragonspine. We love Dragonspine.
Nobody does that.
I love Dragonspine. I think it's just so nice and...
Flies.
One of the coolest places on Earth.
Did you ever see the, Galaxy Quest? You're talking about lies. Deception. We were not familiar with such concepts. We need your help.
Man, I would wreck that place. Wherever they're from. If they're not familiar with lies and deception, oh no. Oh no.
Okay, I'm gonna bring a healer. Just to be on the safe side.
Lee is quite the squish. And he got the best healer. So I remember after a Summoner's War live stream, where I pulled, I forget which Nat 5, you immediately fired up Genshin, got to summoning, pulled some Kokona.
Did.
I remember that. That was a good time. Oh, Yanfei is... Yanfei needs some jellyfish.
Oh. Only jellyfish down here. You must come to the jelly.
Thank you.
I forgot to do food. Anywho. But yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, you could apply the same logic to this game, though, you know? I mean, what character... Shoosh. Like, what character fundamentally changes how you play the game? Like...
For me, it was definitely, absolutely. First, Jean, of course, she was the first 5-star I got, but definitely Yanfei. Once I got Yanfei, I learned a bunch of stuff.
I knew I should have played more conservatively there, but, sometimes I just can't help myself. Why is he taking such a personal exception to my life? So rude. All I want to do is make some melt damage for you. Oh.
They call me Tank Fay. Cause I'm the
call
tank.
You flipper, skipper, faster than light.
Oh, nice. Oh, you ragdolled them twice. Very nice. Times.
Whoops. Whoopsies. But I don't know. I don't know who I would say. I mean, again, I don't have genes, so I can't speak to that in this game, but, like, I don't know. I don't know if I would even say she's game-changing. Like, I don't know. Ooh, nice. Gold. I like gold. Oh, I don't get to see my prizes. Thank you.
I just did continue.
Yes, and now I can't. Okay, now I can actually look at what I got.
Okay. So sorry.
Okay, I got shit. You can go on.
I love it. Ragdoll loves it too.
Nice.
I don't know where I found that. That must have been from like a meetup or something like that. I don't know. That's literally been sitting there for like months.
But I don't know, like, I'm trying to think from when I started this game,
yeah,
onward, like, what character had like the most profound impact on how I play.
Are you kidding me?
But you see, like, learning that he was better than I was giving him credit for was really the turnaround. Like, okay. it wasn't like I got him and he changed my whole life. Like, you know, I mean, I guess that's what I'm saying is, like, what character do you get? And like, you're already fighting when I was trying to do food. Got it.
Oh, so you gotta tell me these things.
I have to tell you to ask if I'm ready? Got it. Okay. Fair enough. I'll remember that.
But you're always ready. You're like light stuff.
It's okay. He's taking exception to my life again, so this ought to be interesting. Ice crystals, he's gonna murder me. Would have been nice to have stamina reducing items, but here we are. Ow. Man, that was one and done. Got it. Thank you. I wanted to try and heal her again. That's what the game doesn't realize. Thank you.
Made all those nice shields for you.
If he stops hitting me long enough, I'll get one of them. First you rush my loot, then you rush my eating. Oh. Tell ya.
Tidy. Problem.
I am checking my loot. Please do not advance the element yet. Thank you.
No problem.
It is a shitty Heart of Depth. I am ready. But I don't know. I'm kind of curious about, like, you know, in these gacha games, like, I mean... just in general, like, it seems like there's always going to be, like, one character that, like, you know, propels you to something greater than you were, you know?
I think it was more like just my experience in playing.
But that's what I mean, is, like, you know, I don't, like, I kind of think of it more like that, my experience in this game and knowledge of, like, the artifacts and things like that.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about talents.
I'm ready. Go ahead whenever. I'm not going to eat this time. Okay. Okay, big guy's shield's down, by the way. Granted, we should probably be working on the other guy first, but here we are. Ow. Alright, wizard shield's coming down now. Wizards, maybe a third health left. We'll say this is the only problem with streaming this. I've got to focus too much. Got to focus!
Say so.
Okay, that is some BS right there. I was not in his bubble. Like, I was standing outside of the ring that appeared on the ground. There's no way he should have hit me like that. Jerk.
Oh, there you go. Ooh. Thank you.
But, you know, but that's the thing, like, you know, I know that intellectually, I know there are characters in this game that, like, do obnoxious amounts of damage, but, like, the more I kind of see some, you know, nice, look at you getting two gold.
Well, one is kind of trash. At least we can feed that to the notes.
But I don't know, like, in this game, like, you know, even though they do more damage, it's not, like, completely game-changing, you know? I have looked at my junk thing whenever, whatever you decide we're doing next.
Need books. Books, books, books. Come and get your purple books.
Are they purple?
I'm pretty sure they're purple.
There's one north of us. Do you want to go to that one?
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know, like, you know, even as much as I love Zhang Li, it's like, you know.
Zhang Li's pretty game-changing.
But, like, the thing is, you use Noelle, and you effectively can do the same thing.
Not really. I mean, he does resistance shred, which is pretty rare.
Well, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he doesn't do a good job at what he does. I'm saying, is it, like, game-alteringly good? Like, you know. Because, I mean, again, like, oh, if you don't have Klee, well, you know, you got a Yanfei. You're fine. Like, oh, if you don't have a Zhang Li, you got Noelle, you're probably okay. Like, I'm just saying, like, in this game, more than others, it seems like there are a lot of, you know, if you don't have this, this'll do kind of mechanic, you know? Which is great, like, you know, kind of, you know, works against the gacha mechanic a little in that, you know, it's giving you options. But, like, I don't know, I'm just... I mean, again, like, you know, I love Big Baddy Zhang Li, but, you know.
Did you just throw a meteor at one guy?
One guy. I hope that all the bad things happen to him and no one else.
We quote the Chappelle Show a lot on this show.
All the time.
It's one of the best shows in history. That's all.
So far ahead of its time.
That's all.
But, I don't know. Like I said, like, you know, I mean, yeah, while I use Zhang Li, it's mainly because he makes everybody more survivable, so I can take the time to, you know, to beat up whomever and whatever. Look at you starting a fight while we're in the middle of another one. That slime could have killed us, you know. That was a slime on the edge. He's seen some things and stuff, too.
Not anymore.
Well, yeah, I mean, not anymore, but... But yeah, I don't know. Like, and I mean, again, you use your Eula, but, like, there again, I've proven... But Young Gun, all things are possible, like, you know. I mean, to the point where, despite the fact I have many a great character now, he still, you know, often is in my lineup because of how great he is. So I don't know.
I guess it's just personal preference.
Right, but that's the thing, like, you know.
Aesthetic, play style, you know. Like, I can never get tired of cartwheeling on people. Like, never. That never gets old.
Who does that?
I think of, like, Yoda's cartwheel. It's just the best.
Oh, I say it now. I know, the game hated me during Eula's banner, so I did not get her. But I can't complain.
Nope, sure can't.
Not allowed.
Why are you not allowed? Because you got some good Genshin luck.
Yeah, and actually only on the same 27 game, at only 27 after the last summon that I got a 5-star. It was really impressive.
Once you do some, we're gonna do some Genshin summoning also. I'm gonna whale out and try to get some more Ganyu constellations. Should be fun.
Oh well.
I'm not a whale. I am a total dolphin. Just not today. Today I am like
full wheel.
What was Rashiboshi's people? Like, I haven't spent that much money.
I'm a free to play player today.
Yep.
But you know. See, like, that's what I'm saying is, so like, I feel,
who do you like? Who's
But see, that's the thing. Like, liking characters, that's all well and good. But, like, that's the thing. Like, you know, I may like and have preferences for what characters I like to use, but, you know, that doesn't mean they fundamentally were game-changing. Like, you know, just because Ganyu at, like, level 40 can do more damage than a lot of characters I've built up over the years and actually have put effort into in this game, like, It's fun and all, but it doesn't, like, break the game in half for me. I mean, it's basically doing the same thing I was doing, just more efficiently.
Do you like efficient? Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm just saying, like, you know, in terms of, like, the actual, you know, point I was making was just, you know, like, in Summoner's War, I feel like there's actual characters that, you know, like, have really changed how you play the game. Like, when you get Varimos and suddenly, you know, you can
farm.
You can have a health and a cleanse and an off-brand healer, like, all wrapped up into one with a damage dealer. Like, that's a very big kind of change to how you play. But, and, like, and there are a lot of characters that, like, when you summon your 5-star, like, I mean, don't get me wrong, like, in this game I love a lot of the 5-stars, but, like, you know. Oh, okay, you're gone.
Went to the east. That's where the next one is.
It's Juliet in the east. I'm just saying, if you didn't have, like, again, like, if you hadn't summoned Eula, like, you had other characters that were your main damage dealers, right? I mean, heck, like, you probably would have built Chungun at this point, right?
Sure.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, that's where I feel like, you know, and I mean, maybe Summoner's War does do that to an extent, because, you know, let's use the example of, like, you know, Galleon.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I mean, he does the defense down, but, like, also, he's kind of rubbish because he doesn't do anything, any damage with his S3, so, like, you know, a third of your auto rotation is just a wasted effort.
Okay. That's true, yes.
I'm just saying, like, you know, so there are other characters that do what he does just better, in my opinion.
Yeah. No, oh, absolutely.
So maybe the point is that, you know, all of these games are designed around, you know, you being able to play the way you want to play and use the characters you want to use. You know, it just feels like Summoner's War, like there are characters that when I got them, it completely, you know, changed the meta, so to speak. And maybe it's because it's a competitive PvP based game that, you know, it feels more impactful. But like here, like, you know, as long as I'm clearing content, you know, I'm happy. Like, I'd I don't know. Maybe I'm not making much sense.
Oh, you're making sense. I mean, I get your point. Just since it's, you know, not competitive, it's kind of like, I mean, besides like your Spiral Abyss, like your Spiral Abyss tiers, which are just like, you know, your battle royales. Like, that's, I think, really the best way to gauge, you know, you know, how efficient or, you know, how much better your runes are than anyone else. Like, that's the closest thing to PvP that Genshin Impact has.
But see, and there again, that's like where it kind of gets to the, I wonder why, like what is it? Not what does it matter, but like, you know, if, like, it's purely all about just pride, you know. Like, I don't know. It's not a mechanic that keeps me very engaged. Because, like, you know, I don't really care to be competitive with you about, well, I cleared my Spiral Abyss in 23 and a half seconds. Great. I took 48. Ooh, I'm better. Super. Woohoo, you must be so proud. Like, that's the thing. It's like, it's a meaningless thing to be prideful and boastful about that. Like, whereas, you know, again, something like Summoner's War, like, I don't know, I guess that's why I feel like there are game-changing characters, because, you know, when you get certain characters, you suddenly are in the realm of being able to do RTA or things of that nature more efficiently and actually have a chance at them, you know? Don't get me wrong. Whale's still gonna whale, but, you know.
Right. Do this last one, then we'll do some summoning.
Yeah, the only problem with this is with my computer monitor up, it's hard to see the bottom right corner where all the important information.
Get more books, or should we get artifacts?
Well, entirely up to you.
Didn't you need Juvenile Jade?
I do.
Stegosaurus?
I do.
Stegosaurus. Geo, whatever its name is.
Primo this Jap.
Stegosaurus.
Stego. Fun fact, there was this place called Steggy's that was a restaurant back where I grew up.
Was it good?
Sure, why not?
That means no.
I mean, it was, you know, a fast food place, just like, you know, a...
Did they serve Stegosaurus? That's the real question.
No.
Hey, Leo.
Non-devil cat. Did you teleport to the right place and then decide, you know what, F that, let me go in the wrong way?
Oh,
yeah. Truly have the most dizzying intellect.
And the best kitty.
Aww. Who's a good kitty?
This is not my tail. Yo, Cam. Yeah. Millions of people are seeing you now. Not even nervous.
Leo's commentary. Daddy, will we ever get there going this way?
Son, we won't. Sure won't.
But the quest is denied.
Are you, though? I'm watching, and I don't see you at the ramp yet, so... There it is.
Do it.
Wow. After only 500 years of waiting. Oh, wait, how long was the the other one in? Like, locked up? 5,000 years, was it? I forget.
Little...
Azdaha.
That's his name.
Come, Morax. I love that reflect damage. It pleases me so.
It was good times.
If we can do this 3 times tonight, I will have it. Assuming I get 3 each time.
You need 2 more times?
Well, assuming it gives me 3 each time, I believe, yes. Yep, I would need 6 more, so I need it to cough up 3 each round, but then yeah, I would have just enough.
It takes like flowers.
Mm. Mm-hmm. You do that. Look at me. What progress I've made. Thank you. Oh, I was just here waiting.
No problem. What do you want to do while the geo thing respawns?
Up to you.
Raccoon things crack me up.
It should be respawned in 7 seconds.
Well, you know, it's going to take me half an hour to get there.
Tell me something I don't know. See, this would be good for our listeners, like, to find out why Aztec Olmec is averse to doing things the easy way.
I get better.
That's not true. So, what you're saying is learning bad practices and fighting your way through them is the best... Oh, Leo. So damn cute.
My tabby. He's a Leo. I don't know if he's a Leo or not. His name is Leo. He is the best tabby. Yeah.
Pretty damn great.
That was somewhat faster.
You're not here yet.
Oh, that's relative. I'm here.
Again, you still haven't answered our listeners. Over here on the chat, yeah, I see this on the chat. The name Everybody Wants to Know, 27 asks, Aztec, why do you like to do everything the hard way? You know, have you ever heard of the expression work smarter, not harder?
From Scrooge McDuck in DuckTales.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't think Scrooge was onto something?
Said, you know what? That may work for some. Mm-hmm. I forget the lyrics to a stupid Different Strokes song. Different Strokes, every Different Strokes.
Wow. Now we're going for a TV theme song to justify it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, how mighty you have fallen.
Yeah. Wouldn't have it any other way. I'm here with you.
Right? Ooh. Dirty. Come on, let us say the prayer of three. Leo, bring us three. Three, three, three. Aww. Little nugget.
What are you doing, buddy?
Of course I got to. Why wouldn't I? Poop.
Juvenile Jade is your friend. Your
yep.
Only friend. Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Oh, I just went to heal up. Are you?
Aww.
You see this, right? You see this kitty assault?
So cute.
Of the cats. What are you doing, buddy? What are you doing? Just wants to be in the mix.
Uh, I can tell he walked across your keyboard just now.
Oh. Wants to be the star of the show.
He already is. See, Leo would know that the fastest way to the can opener, straight line. You don't take the meandering path when something as important as a can opener is involved.
You've missed all of the others, all of the work that the game developers put in.
Oh, okay. So, in Elite Dangerous, you only fly directly to and from your mission objectives?
Oh, you can't. You gotta go around weird stars sometimes.
I see.
Uh-huh. Alright, I'm gonna follow your lead.
Oh, good. 25 seconds. I mean, if you do this, though, like, what is your life going to be like when I have nothing to heckle you about? I'll find something.
Hey, Borsch, find something else. Come on, let's go. You're, like, supposed to be there already.
Yeah, I'll still beat you. And then a big brown shark came. Good old Tianquin Valley.
I really like this place. I just like Liyue in general. This looks great.
All right. And see, what's funny is I know for a fact you've come this way before.
Oh, yeah.
So I know you know it, and I know you know it's shorter and easier and less climbing, less arduous, less tedious. Oh, okay. I was confused.
Megastars.
Anyways, Steggies, they were just a fast food place, and in typical fashion where I grew up, only open during the summers, in the spring a little bit.
Really? I mean, we have a couple of spots like that in Jersey.
Jersey sucks. What? Who said that?
We have a couple of spots like that in Jersey. Rita's. Rita's is like a custard, like a frozen custard place. Usually open only during the summer. But that's cool, man. Was it like diner food?
Fast food.
Yeah. Awesome. Good times. Well, why Steggies? What was the name? Why Steggies?
You know, if I had thought to ever ask, but they, much like their namesake, went the way of the dinosaurs. I can't believe we have to do this again.
And you confirmed they were not serving stegosaurs.
To the best of my knowledge, yes. Why? Why that one time did I have to get two? So that literally I need to do this one more time to get the last piece of juvenile jade I need. Why? Why?
Because it's fun. No, it's not. And you're hanging out with your bud, which is fun. Is and fun. Your Leo man's here. See? I feel a lot of the man love here. Got my best bud Leo. Got my best bud Lightstar.
It just feels so long ago that I was in Florida.
Right? And how great was it to be in Florida together? So much fun.
Yeah, it was good times.
I'm dumb. Fair enough. It's bound to happen someday.
Osmanthus, why?
Tastes just like I remember. But where are those who share in the memory? I forgot to full screen my thing, so I noticed this weird border. I'm like, why border? Why border, though?
Why you border?
Eating at any yummy places you wanted to do a shout out? Arbitrarily?
Actually, yeah,
okay, being you live in Jersey, what do you feel about Jersey Mike's?
Oh, the sub place? Average at best. It's sub place. They make sandwiches. You can make the same sandwich. Like, it's...
Well, sure. I mean, that could be argued for every food you go out for in the world.
Well, not everyone can cook. At least well. You know what I mean?
But notice you're going on the southern approach again.
Oh, come on. What is...
Dead Not Sleeping 33 asks, are you stubborn or just drawn that way? It's a good question.
Are these real people? Are these real people? I am just drawn that way.
Oh, okay. He's got a lot of moxie. He's got a lot of moxie.
We got a show, right?
Sure, yeah. For your moxie. Oopsies.
And your moxie.
What? All right. No moxie. I'm all types of peaceful and innocent.
Yeah, only on days that don't end with Y. Took a wrong turn at Albuquerque.
Fascinating. It's almost as if your way is grotesquely inefficient.
Isn't that great?
No. I love efficiency.
I noticed.
Reflect damage! United States of Smash!
Oh, yeah.
Literally every person I see that has a My Hero Academia shirt, that's all I say to them. United States of Smash!
I'm sure that goes over great.
It does.
You know what I have to rewatch because it's been so long? One Punch Man. Good old Saitama. It's been way too long since
I... You want to watch the disgruntled guy who every fight's boring for again? Okay.
Display hysterical concept. A dude who's so strong.
Because he trained so hard that all it takes is one punch for him to win every fight.
Oop. See, now you're done.
And I bet I get three. And I got three. See, because this game's got jokes.
Comedy Central.
Jokes and jokes and jokes and... Spaghetti.
Right. Back to the artifacts. What do you need?
Alrighty. We are now ascended and six-star with Zhao. I can remove you from my favorites now. Not that I don't love him, just once they're done being built, I want only the things that are being worked on at the top.
Efficiency.
You got it. Who should I build next? Should I finish off Sayu? Should I finish off Kujusada? Should I finish off Rosario? Beidou? Nah, not Noel. I'm making that decision only because I have Zhongli, like, so it would be redundant to make another shield character. And if I'm going to make a Claymore user, I'm going to make Beidou first. Toma? I mean, of course, it's got to be Ganyu, right? That's got to be the next one.
Be my... Oh, speaking of which... I'm going to forget.
Uh-huh.
We're going to summon some Ganyu. Going to summon some Ganyu.
Okay, so a couple levels away from needing things, and let's see, 30, 75, 135. So I need about 57 more books, or more of the Kinching for Ganyu now.
Do you think I can get in less than 50 wishes?
Less than 50. Only if you think I can get the Amos bow in less than 5.
Amos bow. Gotcha. Count it down, my brother from another mother.
3, 2, and 1. Okay, I got purple. I'm not sacrificial bow. It must have heard me say bow, but decided to not give me what I wanted. And a blue POS.
You didn't want a sacrificial bow?
Nope. Rig summon blue something. Alright. As your thing is frozen, you'll have to tell me if you get it.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That's...
New Jersey's internet. What? Who said that?
New Jersey's internet. You can't...
I'm just what process of eliminationing here, you know? When you were here at my place, I ran 2 different streams at the same time and my webcam and recorded it all... Without a delay. Not one thing froze. I had like 5-6 things going at once. I'm just saying. I'm calling you out, New Jersey's internet. Where's your gas station attendant for that?
What?
Nothing. It was a non-localized anger. Let's see, I did save you another meme. Let me go ahead and just... I mean, you made Weird Al sad.
Wow.
How's your summoning going, anyways?
Seeing a lot of Xingqiu, but not a lot of Ganyu. Got two Xingqiu so far.
I don't know, when will your Xing show? Are you talking about the water sword guy? The book lover?
Oh, yes. I don't think I am D6 with him. So might be a good thing.
Nice. I love a good C6 constellation.
I hear you.
I even love a bad C6 constellation.
This is a bad C6 constellation.
I know. See if I can find one.
I mean, honestly, they're not all great.
I know that's not that they're not all great, but they're not all necessary for sure.
Like Xiao, C0, no problem.
Place of honor. So how'd your summons go? Are they still going?
Still going.
How many are we up to? I'm trying to watch the reflection in your glasses.
Units, I have C6 already.
Are you hitting the skip button? Or is it just going through that fast?
Oh, or no, I wish. And we'll do one more 10 pull, and I think we'll stop here.
It's the one that you're going to get Ganyu on. Watch.
Oh. No, definitely Yanfei.
That's a free... It's a free summon, right?
Oh, yeah. That it is. Oh well. This stream. Watch, this is gonna be the first stream. Oh, the first one I pull tomorrow is probably gonna be it.
Right? Liu is legal advisor.
And she's the best. Well, bud, I gotta wrap up, unfortunately.
I gotta wrap. Rap. You gotta wrap.
Gotta feed the cats.
before they eat you?
Before they eat me.
Yep.
Well, that wraps it up for this particular episode. Very chill stream. Doing some
chilly.
But yeah, we will definitely be back next week.
And now we're back from outer space.
But yeah, new episodes every Saturday. Reach out to us at mrgtsw@gmail.com. mrgtsw on YouTube. Merge it to us on the Instagram.
and Monster Rancher's Guide. Monster Rancher's Guide to the Universe is our Discord, which we really should put that poll up.
Yeah.
You know, about who the most game-changing unit in Summoner's War and or Genshin. I think that would be cool.
Hell yeah.
All right, everybody, live long and prosper.
Peace and long life.
Live long and prosper.